I'm quite confident you've all heard the name Niall O'Donnell, the Lord Mayor. Well, who is he? I hope in the next 5, 10, 15 minutes we're going to find out. He was the youngest Lord Mayor ever elected in this city. But who is this guy? From where did this whippersnapper emerge? Niall O'Donnell, who are you?
Well, you know me for a while, Eamon. I've worked previously in the Sinn Féin press office prior to my election as council. I'm from the Short Strand in East Belfast. I'm one of three sons. I'm the youngest. I'm the babby of the house. And I'm now presently the Mayor of Belfast.
Now, in terms of your background, when we think of Short Strand, we think of a lot of history. We think of the defence of St Matthews. You really weren't part of that generation, were you? You're a new wave Sinn Féin. Isn't that a factual situation?
I think that's an accurate and fair enough comment to make. I'm from the Short Strand, and as you say, that's an area with a very, I suppose, living history and a community that are very conscious of their history. Because, you know, we've seen in June of this year when the UVF attacked the Short Strand again, almost willy-nilly, the potential danger that still exists. So in many areas across the north, there are still places and people who didn't necessarily feel all of the immediate peace that the peace process brought. I think that was fair to say in Short Strand. I mean, I was 16 years of age in 2002 when things were particularly bad for a prolonged period between areas like Clandeboy and Cluain Place, which will resonate with many people from that time. So that's when I would have been cutting my political teeth on the streets of that area during what was a very, very difficult and very politically volatile time, because you have to remember, bookended between that event was the like of Holy Cross and then also the raids at Stormont afterwards. So it was a very political time, a very volatile time, and it was a time when I was becoming conscious of politics and where I wanted to go.
Well, we're not going to argue the rights and wrongs and who started or who didn't start the trouble in June, but you are the Lord Mayor of the city, first citizen essentially. Are you free, or do you feel free to walk across the road, to walk across Hewton Ards Road, and to be received warmly, with a welcome, with the people on the other side of the road at this point in time?
Well, I'm a realist too, and I'm forever confident, and that's the type of work I've involved myself in long before coming onto council or even becoming mayor, to try and reach out at a cross-community level. And I have been on the Hewton Ards Road, and I have been in areas and in meetings with people where things were particularly, you know, they could be hurry, they could be quite heated at times. As mayor, I have visited the Shankill four times. I have been to Suffolk. I opened a play area in their community centre recently. A number of days after the trouble in June, I, along with President Mary McAleese and her husband Martin, visited the East Belfast Mission. I was received warmly by many of the people who were there. So that goes on. I'm a realist also. I'm from that area, so I understand the dynamics and the personalities.
Well, what about people like Sammy Douglas? Like, Sammy Douglas is a rooted, well-anchored community man. Is he a friend of yours?
I would consider Sammy a friend, yes, and he's someone who I have worked with for a long time and someone who I continue to work with. He and I, a number of weeks ago, walked from East Belfast together for the Walk Out of Darkness, a suicide awareness event, and we walked with crowds from the Short Strand, from broader East Belfast, to come together here at City Hall. So he and I said to one another, it was funny, as we walked along, Sammy said to me, and he's right, you know, this isn't the first time me and you have been standing out in these streets at this time of the morning, but it was for very, very different reasons.
Right, Sammy, of course, is of the Democratic Unionist Party, an Assembly member now. Okay, now, I referred to you earlier there, Niall O'Donnell, as a whippersnapper. I know that you had to get elected, you're a graduate of Jordanstown, you're a Gaelic speaker, but in terms of the post you're holding now, the highest post in the city, how did you manage to get your hands on that?
Well, I don't really view it as getting my hands on it. I was very, very glad and very, very proud that the Sinn Féin would first of all consider me capable enough to do it and have confidence in me to do it. I mean, it's like any political representative. You have to get elected, and to get elected, you have to put the work in. I've been a Sinn Féin party representative in East Belfast since, I think, late 2006. I stood in a number of elections, both Assembly and Westminster. We were always looking forward to the council election. from 2006 to see how we would do, because we were always confident that we could retake the seat held formerly by Joe O'Donnell for Sinn Féin. So, yeah, I mean, I said about working in the area. I said about what we referred to earlier on, engaging with working class loyalism, not for votes, but certainly from the perspective of if you wanted to build a profile as someone who could deliver politically and at a constituency level, you were prepared and open to do that for everyone, regardless of what side of the road they were coming from.
I'm not interested in propaganda, but I just want a straight answer. What's it like working with the Democratic Unionist Party, with the Ulster Unionists, with the other rival political parties in here?
It's not always easy. We had our full council meeting last night, and it got heated at times. The Ulster Unionists in particular are in a position now where they have gone from essentially running this building. This was their monolith to now having three councillors in Belfast City Hall. They have gone from a position where they would have continuously been Lord Mayor, the chairs of the most powerful committees in this place, to now having only three councillors out of 51. So they're very unsure. They're on very unsteady ground, and sometimes that manifests itself in them lashing out, and that's unfortunate. The Democratic Unionist Party are more than willing to work with Sinn Féin at a day-to-day level, and the other parties. We have a good working relationship in City Hall, and I'm thankful for that. Sometimes difficulties manifest at full council because people are conscious that the media are there. We're now going live online, and some people like the acrobat in front of the cameras.
Okay, well, there's a little blonde lady sits beside you regularly. How are you getting on with her, the said lady of the Democratic Unionist Party? How is that working out?
Well, obviously, famously, Ruth took a decision when we came in the office that she didn't want to engage or speak with me as Deputy Mayor.
Have you wooed her?
You know me, Eamon. If there's one thing I'm good at doing, it's wooing.
Mr. Smarter, go on.
She is now speaking. She has now arrived at the point, and I'm glad she has arrived at the point where she is engaging with me, and she has accepted a number of events, thankfully, that I was unable to attend. She joins me in the parlour both before and after full council meetings, and I think for the benefit of both of us, because this is a significant year for Ruth as well, and she should enjoy this year. She should take as much from this important civic role that she has as I will take, and I'm glad that negative tone that maybe started her term has now finished, and I'm confident that we can finish our year, both of our years, in a more positive
tone. Okay, you've spoken of a negative tone. Has that tone dissipated when it comes to royalty coming to the City Hall? Are you the man? Are you the man with the hand out to meet the royal personages?
Well, I think there's a number of factors we have to take into consideration, for example.
Well, take one factor. Do you do it or don't you, or will you do it?
Well, I'd make a call on that when it presents itself, and it hasn't presented itself as yet, but that's something that certainly I will look at and judge in terms of the sensitivities of the city, because there are still sensitivities around this issue. And I think the very fact that when I came into Mur, we could come in as Mur and try to redress some of the imbalance here in the parlour, for example, in terms of the symbolism and the imagery on the walls, I left, despite what some of the newspapers will say, I left the portrait of Queen Elizabeth and her husband up in the parlour in a very prominent position. That was a difficult position for me to take personally, but politically it was a no-brainer. I am a mayor for all, and I had to represent every aspect of the city, and there are many people in the city who feel an allegiance to the British Queen.
Okay, and the Cenotaph, Remembrance Sunday, where do you stand now? Is that part of history now? Do you accept it part of everybody's history or of the Protestant Unionist community?
Well, on the 1st of July, I laid a laurel wreath at the Cenotaph along with my Sinn Féin colleagues here at City Hall. I think that's quite still, although I'm only the third Sinn Féin mayor of the city. So
but
it's
didn't you do that separately as opposed to being collective in your activity?
I did.
Is that right, though? Is that fair to all the citizens of the city?
Well, I think so, because it's all-encompassing of all the citizens in this city. I was remembering everyone who went and fought, and there were many, many different people who
went. But why didn't you stand shoulder to shoulder with the other people on the said day to commemorate and to recognise all who fell in the wars?
Well, because, I mean, I'm an Irish Republican, and the event...
Didn't Irish Republicans fall too?
They did, surely, and that's why I went out and recognised all of the people who fell. But what I will not do, and what I cannot yet do, is to partake formally in heavily militaristic and exclusive
events. I notice
events.
You say yet. What does that mean? Do you think that's going to change?
Well, I think certainly if the organisers of the formal events are truly serious about including all of the cities, then the pressure shouldn't be on us to get to a position where We take part in heavily militarized ceremonies, but that the people organizing them recognized that the British Army and the British military inflicted massive hurt here. They were protagonists in the conflict along with many others, and I think they need to look at the type of ceremony and the type of event that they are organizing so that they can open that up to people who would feel comfortable.
Niall O'Donnell, moving from something rather serious to something which is correspondingly serious but lighthearted at the same time. MTV Europe Awards, this city, this week. You're the man at the heart of the matter. What does it mean to you, and what does it mean to this city?
Well, on a personal level, it means a lot because I'm a music fan, and I love music, and it's great that Belfast is able to attract the biggest music acts in the world to our city. In practical terms, it's going to be a huge boost for the local economy. You're going to have a global audience of 600 million people watching this event, watching Belfast for all of the right reasons, and showcasing the very fact that we have now the practical infrastructure in place to handle a world event, but also that Belfast is more and more and increasingly seen as a viable place to go. Not only do we have the MTV Awards, next year we're opening the Titanic Signature Project. The year after that, hosting the World Police and Fire Games, the biggest participatory sporting event after the Olympics. This is a huge time for Belfast, and we're punching well above our weight given the current economic difficulties around the world.
So what will this mean financially to this city this weekend, do you reckon?
Well, I think we're going to see quite a practical boost to the local economy. Every hotel bed in the city is going to be occupied for the next number of days. Restaurants will be heaving, bars will be thriving, music will be blaring across the place, and that's a good thing. People are up for that. People want that. People are very, very proud here in Belfast of our city. They want to showcase it to the rest of the world.
To whom will you be boogieing?
I don't know yet. There'll be a number of them, so I'll have to maybe...
Anybody in particular?
I'll have to lose the chain before I can boogie. You can't boogie with that chain on you because it weighs a stone.
Okay, to whom? Have you any ideas?
Well, if the Kings of Leon would be there, I would be definitely having an old boogie to that. I seen Bruno Mars on the TV a few weeks ago, and he's a pretty impressive performer, so we'll be looking forward to see what he's doing.
Well, what about the big names? We hear talk of Gaga and the rest. Do they interest you at all?
I wouldn't be the biggest. I like a couple of Gaga songs, but my young cousin Katrina is bursting at the seams to try and get meetings. She's a big inspiration for her, and she has told me all about her. The other cousins are looking forward to maybe hearing or seeing Justin Bieber, who is massive for their age group as well. But isn't it a tremendous thing now that we're only getting used in the last couple of years to the fact that big acts are coming to perform at the Odyssey or at the Waterfront Hall. Now we're going to have the big
acts. Hold on a minute. Are you forgetting what Jamaican did for this city and Emma McCann for years bringing big acts here?
No, I'm not forgetting it, but it was certainly not as regular an occurrence as it is today. You know, every time you pass, and I do pass along Bridge End there, you see a different poster up, a different billboard advertising a huge act coming to the Odyssey. And that's a massive regular thing now that people almost are beginning to take for granted. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. But here we have a global audience of 600 million people looking at Belfast. You look at the last number of cities that hosted the EMAs. It was the Paris, Dublin, Barcelona, Milan, Oslo. Now Belfast is right up there.
Okay, Niall O'Donnell, you're going to be leaving office. You can't stay here forever, at least for this period of your life. What do you want to say? What do you hope you can say as you walk out of this city hall and step down? This is what I left. What is going to be your legacy?
Well, we're still hoping to refine that, Eamon, to be quite honest. And there's a number of things I don't want to just...
Refine or define? Which?
Both, because we're discussing. We're discussing what we're trying to do. And one big issue facing this city, particularly young people, and it was one of the issues that were raised with me very, very early into my term, and that's the issue of teen suicide and people taking their own lives. I would like to see put in place a practical measure in this council. This council is the second biggest employer in this city. We have hundreds of staff, councillors, council officials who interface directly with the community day and daily. I'd like to see us get to the point where every one of our staff, every one of our elected members, from our chief executive and town solicitor down, are put through suicide awareness training, for example, and that they're going out and bringing that with them into their own spheres of influence and into their own community, and hopefully making a difference where that's concerned. But I would say, I would like to think, as someone who has gone into every corner of the city, every art and part, and seen and met people doing great work, that people can say, well, a young guy from the Short Strand facing the same issues as the rest of us. He knew what we were going through, and he came out and give us our place, and that's what I would like.
Okay, Ishlam, we'll throw a bunch of salt, that's Turbis, a good son, Shaw, and a Gafrak Nahala.
Ta, me, when on salt, that's Tashi Harvey Grehak, when I'm salt a shin, you know, and you, Tammy, a Crohu, Pat Conry, Tammy Crohu, portrait singer.
Niall is saying that he's hanging Pat Conry today. In other words, he's hanging his portrait in case there's any misunderstanding. Okay, go
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely, but no, I mean, tell me a point salt as for me, Hall and New Iraq, Marard Ver and Amalov, for me, or Shride, for me, Wall Street.
Niall is saying that he was over in New York recently and that he was in where exactly were you? In the Stock Exchange there. And of course, there's a big link between Belfast and the Stock Exchange, as we have an officer of the Stock Exchange, New York Stock Exchange. Go ahead.
So, Tamishi, if I'll tahi the linen vlain shaw, tahi na mail, ig more and dini tail when we didn't fall shaw.
Well, I suppose that's about it for the time being. I'm not saying that this is the end of the story. I'm sure there'll be another chapter in the life of this young man, Niall O'Donnella. I wish you well as Lord Mayor, particularly this weekend, MTV Europe Awards. Certainly a big week for Belfast. Niall O'Donnella, Tamabwichit.